Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Achieving diabetes remission for no matter how long lowers your kidney and cardiovascular risk. And that's the Roizen Rule for the Younger You, story number one for today. This is 1188 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you as usual by Life's First Naturals and by the LongevityPlaybook.com. Go to LongevityPlaybook.com, take the actual age test, sign up for the newsletter. 187,800 of your friends have. That's more than the 50,000 listen to us today. Thanks very much for doing that. This is, as I said, 1188A. And let's go through the stories. Longevity next disruptor story. Monoclonal antibodies cause more harm than good for patients with Alzheimer's. Those are those new drugs. High pressure approval by the Alzheimer's community, they're worse than nothing. That's right, they're worse than nothing. The Longevity Next Disruptor Study 2 and 3 relate to cancer. We've had a lot of cancer. The King of England got cancer. One of our great singers got gastric cancer and died a couple weeks ago from it. But the next Longevity Next Disruptor 2 and 3 stories are about cervical cancer is increasing in women in their 30s and 40s. Why? And with it, just think about this. Longevity the Next Disruptor 3, the breast cancer mortality has gone down 58% since 75. It fits with our story that we did about 3 weeks ago, I believe, where we talked about all cancer has gone down 30%, the death rates, since 1992, largely due to immunotherapy and screening. And that's one of the keys, is screen early. And we should all do that. The country and western singer, we don't know if he did, and clearly the king didn't. He got it as an incidental finding when he went in the hospital for something else, his prostate. Wellness foreplay, adults who cite walking difficulty face a higher fracture risk. How much higher? It's amazing how much higher. And the mortality risk is greatest in the month following index or subsequent osteoporotic fractures. How much higher? Well, I'm going to tell you because it's so amazing. 33 times as great as if you didn't have a fracture. The study pinpoints critical unnecessary components of CBT for insomnia. What is the unnecessary component for CBT? That is for behavior therapy for insomnia. And the Roizen Rule for the Younger You, number two. Mortality risk falls in patients with osteoarthritis who lose weight gradually. Let's get to those stories. The Roizen Rule for Younger You, number one, relates to diabetes. But even before that, we have one on the hemoglobin A1C. If it's in a kid, an adolescent with obesity, they have a 33 times greater risk of developing type 2 diabetes within 10 years than the kids without a hemoglobin over 6%. Obesity should be treated in kids. Mom and dad, it is your responsibility with the food you bring home, and it is also the responsibility to get good professional help. That's a huge study. The other part of this is if you can get remission, no matter how long, it reduced the risk of chronic kidney disease and cardiovascular disease by more than 30%. Nothing like the 33-fold. That's 3,300%. 3,300% increase that you get it with a hemoglobin A1C 6% or over between ages 10 and 17. But reverse it. exercise is key, as is what you foods you got in the home. Make sure you don't go out to eat fast food and don't have fast food or the equivalent in your home. The longevity is this next disruptor story. Monoclonal antibodies are more harmful than benefit. This is a database from 19 placebo-controlled studies since the monoclonal antibodies were published, most lasting 18 to 19 months of study, no length of life improvement, very small, non-significant quality of life, but a huge damage, a 74% increase in damage, a tenfold increase in edema and harm to the brain functioning immediately. This is really bad. Don't get the monoclonal antibodies, no matter how good they look. One, they're expensive. Forgetting that, they don't do any good and they do harm. Cervical cancer is increasing in women in their 30s and 40s. Why? They didn't get the vaccine and they're sexually active and they aren't getting screened. Screening in the last 3 years for women, once you start having sex, you want to be screened every year. But for women, 87% in 2012 were screened. It turns out in 2019, only 72% of women between 21 and 65 have been screened. This is horrible. You can't detect the cancer and treat it if you don't get screened. And this is one where screening really makes a huge difference, as does getting the vaccine. Breast cancer, show you how the benefits of screening have helped. Since 1975, a 58% decrease. That's in the United States alone. That's 40,000 more women alive today each year than would have been alive if they were born in 1975. That's huge. Get screened is the message. That's our Roizen rule for younger you, and longevity is the next disruptor. Now, even more important, the wellness foreplay. If you have difficulty walking, and this is if you say, I have a little difficulty walking or I have a lot of difficulty walking, the five-year fracture risk goes up 46% for those who said they had a little difficulty. And for those who have a lot of difficulty, it's an 11-fold increase. Huge, huge increase in fracture risk. When does that fracture risk occur? When does the mortality occur? It occurs in the month afterwards. The risk for both women, 11-fold, and for men, 16-fold of dying in the month after a fracture. Don't get a fracture. Remember what my wife says. Holding onto the handrails is the key to longevity. So is practicing balance. Get in the corner. I don't know if any of you were bad students in grade school. I was. I had to stand in the corner, face in the corner. Well, you do that too for balance exercise. Stand on one foot for a minute, then the other foot for a minute, and see how long you can stand. Eyes open initially. Once you get to a minute standing without having to bounce off the walls, then start doing it without, with your eyes closed. Again, the reason to stand into the corner, facing in the corner, is so you fall against one of those walls in the corner rather than fall on the floor and do something dangerous. And take a learn to fall class. That is the real Roizen rule for younger you segment this time. Next story is about what is unnecessary in learning how to sleep better. It is relaxation therapy. Yes, the keys are sleep restrictions, stimulus control, cognitive restructuring. Those are all important, but not relaxation, according to the new study. And since sleep is so important, that is a well beyond wellness segment. Another one, and this is a wellness foreplay segment, is e-cigarette use versus nicotine replacement therapy. Well, e-cigarette use led to a higher quick rate, but the people stayed on the e-cigarettes as opposed to just going on nicotine patches. This is horrible. If you read this, it says, well, we should use e-cigarettes. No, these people get hooked on e-cigarettes, and e-cigarettes create more inflammation in your body than even cigarettes do. This is a key, if you will, to longer life, is getting rid of tobacco and e-cigarettes. Our last story of Wellness Foreplay: if you lose weight, you will lose osteoarthritis. The leading cause of arthritis is, in fact, overweight and obesity. Fat in your middle creates inflammatory markers that cause you to have osteoarthritis, as well as dementia, heart disease, stroke, and cancer. So, want to get rid of the osteoarthritis? Lose weight. Thanks for listening. The key stories again this week, and we'll go through them. And just to remind you, we are sponsored by LongevityPlaybook.com, as well as Life's First Naturals, the makers of bovine colostrum, as well as True Biotics. The key stories this week: achieving diabetes remission, no matter for how long, lowers your kidney and cardiovascular risk. Obviously, longer is better. Monoclonal antibodies don't do any good. The harm they cause outweighs any good in these randomized studies since they were approved by the FDA. And we're decreasing breast cancer because of screening by 58% since 75, but cervical cancer is increasing because women aren't getting screened. Just like we should get screened for prostate cancer, men, when you get screened for prostate cancer, tell your wife or spouse or significant other to get screened for cervical cancer. Remember, mortality risk of a fracture is highest in those who have a little problem or a lot of problem walking, and it's greatest in the month following the fracture. Prevent the fracture by remembering you're a dunce in grade school like I was. You had to stand in the corner. I had to wear a dunce hat standing in the corner, but faced into the corner. Practice balancing on one foot, then the other foot with your eyes open. That way you fall in the corner, and take a learn to fall class. And lose weight and you lose osteoarthritis. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Remember, Longevity Playbook and Life's First Naturals. Go to those websites. And the Longevity Playbook, sign up for the free newsletter, 250 words a week with a cartoon that illustrates it. You can get younger and stay younger for longer. And then when the reboot comes, you'll get really a lot younger. You can learn all about that with the book, The Great Age Reboot, that I wrote with a great couple of co-authors. And the other sponsor, Life's First Naturals, the makers of True Biotics, as well as bovine colostrum. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. This has been 1188A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, great guests. And you'll want to turn in for a great guest today. 1188, it is all in her head. The Truth and Lies Early Medicine Taught Us About Women's Bodies and Why It Matters Today by Elizabeth Comen, C-O-M-E-N. I can tell you, I couldn't put this book down. It's incredibly excellent. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.